B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to start with this one. I saw this footage. We were showing it to Steve yesterday. New footage emerged of the harrowing crash landing of a Russian Superjet 100 airliner last year, which resulted in, what I didn't read this part, Steve, 41 people died on board.
Oh, God.
10 more injured. The video was part of the materials that the committee responsible for investigating the accident collected and forwarded to state prosecutors. Those officials have now formally charged the pilot, Denis Evdokimov, with criminal negligence leading to the fatalities and the destruction of the aircraft. They think he got off before trying to and make sure that everybody was safe.
You've never seen footage like this, but the fact that he did that, if that's what he did, is absolutely loathsome.
The footage is wild because this plane just comes skidding sideways out of nowhere and it's on fire.
Mm.
But yeah, apparently it had it was struck with lightning on the takeoff, and they decided to return for an emergency landing. The jet bounced during the landing attempt and came down hard again, causing the landing gear to collapse, and then it caught on fire. But it's crazy footage, yeah. But they just made that determination. Dominka Deering of Beechwood, Ohio, was arrested after shoplifting from Walmart 2 days in a row. Well, the real story is her unique, profoundly messy reaction to the arrest. Deering was spotted shoplifting, but was able to make it out of the store without being caught. However, store security and police were given her photo, so when she came back the next day, greedy for more free stuff, authorities were ready. Deering was apprehended by Walmart loss prevention officers and taken back into the office area, and it was determined Deering had stole $238.79 worth of items. She began screaming in an unidentified language, said that her name was Tamika Brown and that she was from Pennsylvania. Then, according to the Walmart loss prevention officer watching her, Deering raised her dress up to her midsection and began projectile defecating all over the office while screaming that she had coronavirus and needed treatment.
Wow.
The Walmart loss...
Is she single?
The Walmart loss prevention officer immediately retreated into the corner of the office to avoid getting hit with Deering's flying poop.
Oh, my God.
And called for backup.
Officers... So you do one or the other. You do I've got COVID or you crap all over the place. But that's just greedy to do both.
Officers arrived and cuffed Deering, who pooped again at the store's entrance.
Like she did last summer.
She wanted to take one more dump on the way out. Ultimately, Deering pleaded guilty to 2 counts of violating the county's stay-at-home order.
God!
And 2 counts of larceny. All the charges are misdemeanors, by the way.
I bet you it'll be a while before they let her back into this.
This is pretty wild and disturbing. 3 infants who were abandoned at an Orlando apartment complex from 2016 to 2019 are related, according to DNA testing. Yeah.
Wow.
Detectives said they are now attempting to identify the parents of the children through genealogy. One of the infants was abandoned in July 2019 at the Willow Key Apartments. The one-day-old baby boy was found wrapped in a T-shirt on a doorstep with a note that said that the mother left him because she feared his father. The baby was taken to Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children and was in good condition. In October 2017, a baby girl was abandoned at the same apartment complex. That girl was found in a stairwell with a note that included a plea that the child be brought to a fire station for safe haven. Orlando police did not provide information on the third baby who was abandoned in the apartment complex in 2016.
So 3 babies and they're looking for the father.
So after they're looking for the mother and the father.
Okay.
After the third baby
I had 3 testicles.
Was found in July, the detective submitted DNA from the children and learned that they share the same mother and father.
Wow.
The letter also requested funds for a genealogy analysis to identify the parents of the children. In the letter, the detective wrote that several additional familial matches were also discovered through DNA testing. In Florida, they have safe haven laws, by the way, and that allows parents to leave their unharmed newborns, not more than a week old, at a safe haven facility recognized by the state without fear of prosecution. So they could do that.
Yeah, but they didn't. Yeah.
So. All right, then one last story, and I don't have much on this. It was mainly a video that I saw with a brief description of it. It's hilarious. a bunch of live crabs
yes.
broke out of a box on a luggage carousel.
Oh, my God.
And started wandering around this airport.
There looks to be like 30 of them.
And they're pretty good size, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen the footage, it's the wildest thing.
The person who posted the video to YouTube said, I was waiting for my suitcase at Lyndon Pindling International Airport in the Bahamas when one of the iceboxes opened when falling down with the suitcases. People had to block, and they ended up catching the crabs. But they're crawling. Casey, look at this. They're crawling. All over the airport. It's hilarious. And they're just like, you know.
I wonder if they're in, like, suspended animation and then they thawed or whatever.
Well,
how would you ship them that way?
Well, on ice.
Yeah.
And usually.
You can ship live crabs, right?
Yeah, they become lethargic.
Right. These aren't lethargic.
Lobster do as well. So once they broke out, they probably, you know, the warm air hit and they started taking off. So it's so funny.
They do walk funny, though.
Yeah. And there you go. That is what I have.
Stupid crabs is walking funny.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A 26-year-old. Oh, this is messed up, dude. 26-year-old man allegedly stabbed his father to death in their home early Wednesday morning and may have partially eaten him.
Oh. Did he put the pieces in banana bread?
I don't know. One high-ranking officer said it's one of the worst crime scenes I've ever seen. He was missing body parts, and we don't know where they are.
Listen, I've been sore at my dad before, but I never wanted to eat him.
The suspect, Khaled Ahmad, allegedly went into a bagel shop sometime before 4:20 a.m. and told cops that he had killed and eaten his father.
What bagels pair nice with my father?
Police went to the victim's house where they found the grisly scene, and upon the arrival, the officer saw a 57-year-old Ahmad unconscious and unresponsive with multiple stab wounds to his body.
Jeez.
The body was also mutilated. First responders pronounced the victim dead at the scene. 26-year-old is said to be unemployed and had been sheltering in place at home.
Mm-hmm. That's working out.
Yeah, one law enforcement source said that he had a history of emotional disturbance. Wow, messed up. Well, a huge wildfire is burning through contaminated forests and abandoned villages around Chernobyl. We've talked about this before, and Ukraine's government has warned about the potential spread of radioactive particles in the smoke. On Monday, rain slowed but did not extinguish the blaze that crept to the heart of the exclusion zone. I think they've got a handle on it now, but the cause of the blaze is not entirely clear. But in a truly strange twist, many in the region blame people who call themselves stalkers.
Does me done ya.
Who are inspired by characters in a classic science fiction novel, Roadside Picnic, published in 1972. I wasn't familiar with this title. I started reading about it, and I think I might read this book.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
It's a story of how people on Earth deal with a visit by aliens who seem to have stopped off, paid little attention to the inhabitants, and like irresponsible picnickers, left a lot of their junk lying around in half a dozen zones on the planet.
Huh.
The aliens' discarded refuse has enormous potential to change life on the planet if only humans can figure out what it's for. Most of the present-day stalkers nowadays are respectful of the exclusion zone around Chernobyl, and some have even fixed up abandoned apartments in the abandoned town of Pripyat. But there are also criminals, and there are constant conflicts with what had been booming legal tourism in the area before coronavirus lockdowns. According to Olena Gnez from Chernobyl Tour.
It's a Chernobyl Tour.
Said that they hate us tourist guides and tour guides and tourists. Now when no tourists can travel to the Chernobyl zone, the ghost city and the villages around belong to them. And the fire started right on the paths where the stalkers normally walk. And they think
it's clearly their fault.
There's speculation that they may have started. But I wasn't familiar with that story
or
the people that are big fans of it. I need to wrap it up. All right. One more story. And let's go with this one. I want to make sure it's not a really nasty one because I have some scary ones. And
all right. No way to finish off a Friday.
No. Okay, this is kind of interesting. It was a strange scene in Toronto at a grocery store. It's called Loblaws. On Easter Sunday, shoppers arrived, and they found the doors open at the deserted grocery store. The vast majority of the shops were closed on Sunday for the holiday, But it appears that the Loblaws was mistakenly left open.
Huh.
For customers who showed up in the morning, there were no long lineups to get inside or crowded aisles or any of that. David Marchone said that he was out for a walk, noticed someone with several grocery bags coming out of the store. He said he went in because he needed to pick something up, and he realized there were no security guards. And then when he got his stuff to go check out, there was no one at the checkout aisle.
Was it just the honor system?
No. Somebody accidentally left it open.
Well, that's not good.
And you know what? No, in a typically Canadian story, nobody took anything. Nobody took anything. They managed to contact the management, and they found out that the protocols were not followed for...
Like closing the doors?
Like closing the door. So anyhow, and there you go.
Yeah, that's on the list there. Closed doors.
What I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.